usually when you refer to your family, you just mean your grandparents and their children. They're part of your family and their children's children. A big family. I don't have any family on my kids, but my husband has some cousins. And every year they have a family reunion, and they're all elephants. You never saw so many elephants. Cousins, cousins, cousins.
Well, if I said that I saw someone who, you know, looked like you and had the same last name, and your maiden name, actually, and I said, is she your sister? You'd probably say, no, she looks like me, but actually we're...
not related.
What do you call somebody who comes
in?
What was that?
Excuse me. I said, no kin, I'm not related.
What would you call somebody who comes into town and nobody knows the person like me? You know, just comes.
Stranger.
And
stranger.
What about somebody who, would make a difference how far he came from?
Foreigner. If he came a long way, you'd say he's a foreigner.
Well, how far would it have to be foreigner?
Nowadays, you refer to foreigners as somebody who lives in a different country.
But a long time ago,
Germany, Italy, France, like that, we refer to those as foreigners.
What about an Irish person?
Yeah, Ireland. Mm-hmm.
What about somebody from that big communist nation here?
In Cuba, Germany, Cuba, or where there's so much communist?
In Europe, in Asia. Russia.
Oh, yes. Why didn't I think of Russia?
Would that be a foreign?
Yes, they are. And I hope they're foreign stay far.
Well, when you were a child, was somebody from Georgia or something been a foreigner?
Yeah.
How far did you
get? Mm-hmm. Older people would refer, even Louisiana, well, he's foreign, he's from Louisiana. You know, that's what older people referred to when I was a kid coming on. He's from Mississippi or Alabama, you know.
Well, in the Bible, Jesus' mother was named
Mary.
And there were two women that Jesus was with, Mary and
Martha.
And there's a nickname for Helen. Did you know it? There's a song that says, wait till the sun shines,
Nelly.
And a nickname for William.
Will.
Be like Willie, but it would, wouldn't be Will. Starts with a B.
Bill.
Or
Billy. Mm-hmm.
And who wrote the first book in the New Testament?
Moses.
Oh,
in the New Testament. Oh, I must say, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Acts, and all. I know all the books of the Bible. What was I thinking about?
Well, what do you call a woman who conducts school?
School teacher. What? Principal. She's the head of the school. She's the principal.
Well, what about when you were a child, what would you call them?
They were principal.
I mean, if you just conducted school, taught it.
Oh, she was a school teacher.
Did you ever hear any other old-fashioned terms for a school teacher?
School mom. School mom. School now, my school mom.
There's a family name. You know that thing that you put a chickens in a chicken
coop?
There's a family name that sounds like that's spelled...
Cooper?
If Mr. Cooper had a wife, she would be...
Mrs. Cooper.
And you just call her, if you spoke to her, you'd say, I'd like you to meet...
Mrs. Cooper.